Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a bit of a forensic analysis on NVIDIA. Specifically, we're digging into that huge stock sale by CEO Jensen Huang back in October 2025. You probably saw the headlines, over $1 billion.
Yeah, and the headlines mostly framed it as, you know, a justified reward. Look, $5 trillion company, demand is unquenchable. But our mission today is, well, to look a bit deeper. Past that surface narrative. What's the context? What are the risks the headlines kind of glossed over?
Okay, good place to start. So key detail right off the bat. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was a pre-planned sale, right?
Yeah.
Using one of those Rule 10b5-1 plans.
Exactly. And for listeners, that just means it was scheduled way back. In this case, March 2025. And it wasn't just the CEO. The CFO and other executives were in on this plan too. Which makes you ask.
Why March 2025? What happened right before that to make the whole C-suite decide, okay, time to set up a selling plan?
Ugh, timing. It's critical, that plan. It was put in place almost immediately after the DeepSeek event, January 27th, 2025. That was the day NVIDIA lost, what, $600 billion in market value? Their biggest single-day drop ever. Think about that number for a second.
$600 billion. Wow. Okay, connect the dots for us. How does one Chinese startup, DeepSeek, trigger that kind of market reaction?
Well, DeepSeek basically demonstrated something pretty fundamental. They showed that clever software, algorithmic efficiency, a kind of software moat, if you will, could get you performance similar to the big Western AI models, but using just like $6 million worth of older stockpiled NVIDIA GPUs.
Older GPUs. Okay, I see it now. That directly attacks NVIDIA's core business model, doesn't it? Their whole thing is selling the next generation this super powerful, super expensive hardware, the hardware moat.
Precisely. If software can bridge the gap, suddenly that relentless hardware upgrade cycle looks, well, less necessary. It's a big challenge.
So a huge technological vulnerability appears.
Yeah.
How does NVIDIA respond publicly? They need to project strength.
Right.
Especially with their new Blackwell chips, the B200 and GB200. Weren't they claiming massive performance leaps, something like 15 times better than the older H200?
That was the claim, yeah, 15x gains. But here's where it gets interesting. You look at the independent benchmarks, not just NVIDIA's own numbers. There was one from AI Multiple in October 2025 using a real-world model, Llama 3.18b. And guess what?
Uh-oh. Let me guess, not 15x.
Not exactly. Actually, the older H200 chip showed the best throughput, basically, how much work it got done, and the newer B200. It had the highest latency, which is bad. It took the longest to respond.
So the generational leap might be conditional.
Yeah.
Or maybe optimized for specific benchmarks.
Could be. You might call it benchmarking, making the numbers look good under specific, maybe not entirely real world conditions.
Okay, so the tech advantage is maybe not as clear cut as claimed. At the same time, NVIDIA is dealing with losing the China market, right? That pivot cost them. Wasn't that supposed to be like a $50 billion a year opportunity? Gone. How do they fill that hole narratively and financially?
Right. Huge gap. So the response. The CEO starts talking about $500 billion in chip orders booked through 2026. Now that number is, it's about $140 billion higher than even the most bullish analysts were predicting. Seems like narrative management.
But hold on. Wouldn't any CEO facing a $50 billion revenue hole try to talk up future orders? Is that really a red flag or just spin?
It's spin, yes, but it also points to where the current demand is coming from. It's hyper-concentrated. We're talking a tiny number of customers, your hyperscalers, Google, Amazon, Microsoft. They're buying huge amounts.
But the risk there... Those hyperscalers aren't just customers. They're also building their own chips, right?
Mm.
Google's DPUs, Amazon's Trainium and Inferentia, Microsoft's Project Athena. They're direct competitors.
Exactly. They have every incentive to get away from relying solely on NVIDIA as soon as their own silicon is good enough. So is that demand truly unquenchable and long-term? Or is it more of a temporary surge while they build out their own capabilities? It feels... temporary.
Okay, let's bring it all together. The C-suite starts a big planned stock sale right after a major technological shock from DeepSeek. Meanwhile, the public story is all about massive performance gains and huge future orders.
But independent data questions the performance leap, and the huge orders are concentrated among competitors who want to break free. The core takeaway, it looks like a systematic liquidation strategy kicked off right when a technological vulnerability was exposed. The public narrative seems designed to mask that.
Which really changes how you, the listener, might view those headlines about the CEO's big payday. Instead of just a celebration, he earned it. The context suggests maybe it was more about risk mitigation at a potential peak.
And that leaves us with a final thought, really. When you see a news story about a massive executive stock sale, are you being led to see it just as a reward for success? Or should your first instinct always be to ask, could this be a signal of a market top, or maybe a sign that the technological tide is turning, something to think about?